Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals. Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations to everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this Wednesday, August 13th, we are broadcasting from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And I am so excited about today's show, and I have been pointed out by my dear friend Marty Logan that I say I'm so excited so many times. But if I didn't say it, I would feel like I wasn't conveying it. Can you tell the enthusiasm in my voice? I hope so. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast. This Wednesday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio and give you 30 minutes of tips, tricks, tools, and information you can incorporate into your life right now for financial wellness today and beginning the path to financial independence for tomorrow and your future. And today is dining out on a dime. I'm so excited because people think of eating out and it's like, yeah, I got to cut that out. No, not necessarily. If you just incorporate some of these fabulous savings tips and tricks, you too can dine out on a dime and be convivial and social and all of that other good stuff that comes with dining out. So how to save money while dining out from savingsmom.com has all kinds of ways to put a bite on your wallet or to dine out without putting a bite on your wallet. And the good news is there are several different ways you can do that. With the economy as such and restaurants working for new and creative ways to still reach that customer that they need in order to keep their doors open through this tough economy, you only need a few simple saving strategies to find all the great promotions. Now, you can incorporate some of these savings every day, and it's pretty cool. Discount cards and gift cards, sometimes people don't like to receive them, but what if you buy them on purpose with the intent of spending them on yourself? You can buy discounted gift certificates at restaurant.com. All you have to do is enter your zip code to see all the restaurants in your area that are participating. If you can buy a $25 gift certificate for $10, you print the certificate from your computer right then and there and take it into the restaurant. If you have an online computer code, you can save even more money if you pull that from another advertisements from local magazines, paying only $5 in some cases for a $25 gift certificate. That's a huge return. Think about it. $1 equals $5. That's massive. 5 times the value. Less expensive and casual restaurants also offer 50% off coupons and other gift certificates available for only $3. Online coupon codes also bring the price of that gift certificate down to $1.50. So you want to check for current coupon codes. They change monthly, but savingsmom.com always has a lot of great ones. And if you just put keyword searches in, you can find a lot of different forums and chat rooms and blogs where restaurants routinely post. Also check their social media because sometimes they do instant saving stuff just by mentioning their social media outlet of choice. Also, you want to check your local newspapers and coupon sections. There are some now guides, gift guides, and coupon guides locally that I have seen starting to crop up with just coupons in it. And websites like Valpak, you know, they send you the stuff in the mail, but also hotcoupons.com is another way. Now, some websites, if you visit them for your favorite restaurants, you can find special deals and other programs and benefits. They have frequent guest programs. I love frequent flyer miles, especially when it comes to food, because I think food tastes better when it's free. I love free food. And, you know, how bad can it be if it's free? You know, my uncle has another reference, but, you know, there's no such thing as bad free food. Just some is better than others. So you just got to shop around and find your favorite free food. Other things that you can do if you like to eat out and you find more discounts than the cost, that's my little wagging my finger to remind you about expenditures that seem frivolous, is and one of those entertainment books. They are always done with nonprofit organizations, so you're fundraising at the same time, but you can get entertainment coupons, and you can spend about $25 to $35 a book. So that's why I'm saying check out the book first and see what offers are in there to make sure that you are going to be receiving the value you think you are for those items. They start to go down in spring, and their lowest prices are through the summer because they don't have their legion of kids selling them for their nonprofit causes at that time. You can also go to their website for an online subscription at entertainment.com. You also want to check your mail for coupon booklets and coupon envelopes for local restaurants. Save the entire booklet in a convenient spot, so when you get some hunger pangs, you can flip through it. Now, some restaurants participate in Rewards Network, which you can also, while dining out, earn free airline miles or other cash rewards. All you have to do is visit rewardsnetwork.com, and when you join and register your credit card with the program, you can get 20% of your bill rebated into your account. Now, remember, you're only doing this if you have the moolah to spend it, okay? I'm going to wag my finger. If you have the moolah to spend it, it's okay. If you don't, then this isn't an option for you yet. Remember, when we break the budget in our healthy savings and spending plan, we don't completely deny ourselves. We just spread out the frequency of when we participate in some of these more costly programs that keep us entertained, so we can manage our healthy savings and spending plan, continually reducing or eliminating our debt so we can become investors. We have so much more in store coming up on today's show. You are listening to the Midweek Update, and it is Dining on a Dime Day. All on your Midweek Update, I'm Heather Wagenhals. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single vision you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Hi, my name is Jim Vilwalk. I'm the founder of Job Doctors International. We just released today our new book, Jobpreneurship 101, which is how to get a job when there are none. If you or someone you know needs a job, check out jobdoctorsinternational.com or call 888-420-6861. That's jobdoctorsinternational.com. When you need a job, we can help.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Derridori. Call Derridori now at 480-661-9662.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are tuned in to Dining on a Dime in today's midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your hostess with the financial mostest, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. That is I, Heather Wagenhals. And how about some more money-saving ideas for dining out? What if we don't have the coupons to clip? What if where we want to go, it's not on any of those great websites? What else can we do to save some coin when we want to chow down? Well, here are some other money-saving ideas, and this is from Wednesday, that will help you live well every day. So if you're trying to cut down on some of your household expenses, and dining out is taking a toll, but you don't want to lose that social aspect, or you're a crappy cook, that could also be part of why you dine out. There are ways to do it on a dime where you can maximize your dining dollar by doing some of these fabulous tips and tricks when you go out to eat. Ordering appetizers as your entree. You know, appetizers are meant to be shared, and so the portions are relatively generous. And it's kind of funny. I have a friend that always says, you know, when it comes to saving money, they've made a significant amount of wealth. And they grew up poor, and so they feel entitled to eat and live the way that they do. And I'm so excited for that for them because it takes people a long time to mentally be okay with that. Sometimes people grow up with this save and hoard mentality, and then they amass a significant amount of wealth, and then they never enjoy it, only to wither or die and pass it along to people whom didn't earn it nor appreciate it. And so I'm glad to see that they're out there, and they said, well, whenever someone asks them how much money do you have, they say, well, I'll always be able to order from the right side of the menu. Isn't that clever? But what if we can't order from the right side of the menu, or what if that's going to put such a dent in our budget that we can't do it right now? Because remember, we are financially well and we're on our path to financial independence. So what we do is we don't cut things out. What we do is we find out how we can get the same benefit at a reduced cost. So we're just replacing current patterns and habits with other stuff that gives us the same benefit. So we're not really missing out. So that's the cool thing. So here is a great idea. Order an appetizer as a meal. I wind up doing this often just because if the appetizers are big, the entrees are going to be ginormous. And here in America, we just have no concept of appropriate portion size. We've got this supersized mentality, and more isn't always better. Only better is better. But tell that to an American who's never left this country, who's never dined internationally, who's never been exposed to international cuisines. You know, I remember in the 80s when hot cuisine, H-A-U-T-E cuisine, became in vogue, and people were like, oh my God, these portions are so small, and I got to go out for a burger afterward. Well, the point is, dining is an experience, and satiating the palate is important. And it's not about the quantity of the food, it's about the quality and the preparation, and the experience. And if you eat properly, you can maximize your dining dollar and do it on the cheap. Cheap in one way is ordering appetizers. They're smaller, more appropriate-sized portions for consumption. And you can eat them as the main course, and they will fill you up. Get a small house salad, and you have a complete meal with just appetizers. You know, that's what I'll do is I'll order a first course and a second course, but it'll both be on that left side of the menu, ironically enough, but that's enough food for me. And because I've learned how to dine and enjoy my food, I cut each bite only when I'm going to eat it. I don't carve it all up into little pieces like so many moms do for kids. And I savor it. I make sure that I chew the bite appropriately 20 to 30 times. That way you maximize the flavor. And if you do that, you'll notice that the food tastes differently toward the end of those bites as your saliva starts breaking it down and you experience more of the flavors in the food than you do when you just chomp twice and swallow and swig it down with an iced tea or a cocktail. So ordering appetizers as a meal is one way to save some big bucks. Also, early bird specials aren't just for retirees. Keep an eye out for those. If you don't mind eating dinner a little early, and for me, because I start my day so early, I'm hitting it hard at 5 a.m., and for better health and digestion, you need about a 12-hour fast between dinner and breakfast. And so with that in mind, that puts my dinner at a pretty early pace. At 5 or 6 o'clock. And if you don't mind eating dinner early, there are tons of early bird and happy hour specials at all of your favorite places that you can get a discount on a portion, if not your entire meal, without having to carry coupons or clip coupons or go on websites. They have many times half-off appetizers or buy one, get one free deals. So it makes it super easy to stay within your budget if you're just willing to change the time you dine out. And early to bed, early to rise, keeps a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that is one way. How about this? And I find if I do order entrees, I do this also. And that is cut your entree in half. If you can't find any deals and you have to pay full price for your meal, take half of it home. I know that most small steaks are at least 8 ounces. But for an adult woman, a healthy meat portion in relation to the other things on your plate is 4 ounces. So you either throw away half that steak or, better yet, make another meal out of it. Cut that steak in half up front. This does two things for you. It lightens your digestive load, so your tummy is happy. It lightens your butt, because you're not adding those extra calories somewhere. You don't overeat. And number two, you have a whole second meal for free. If you split the cost of that entree, you amortize it over two meals, you're totally dialed in. It's like a buy one, get one free. And think about it. 4 ounces of meat is an appropriate serving for an adult female. 5 or 6 for an adult male. But if you add in all kind of sides like vegetables, which if you download part 3, which we did yesterday about increasing our personal magnetism, you'll know that vegetables are a vital part of our electromagnetic fields. And we bring more into ourselves the more magnetic we are, and we do that through vegetables. So what a great way to create two meals out of one, by just simply cutting your entree in half. It's a fabulous idea, and it's one that works for me just because I'm worried about my waistline, not so much my wallet. But for those of you that are worrying about your waistline or worrying about your wallet, you can take care of your waistline at the same time. So it's pretty cool, and you can just divide your entree up, and it's great. Now, I mentioned that I get into the office early, and I'm cranking at it. But 11 o'clock rolls around and the hunger pangs call, but I may not get to answer. How about enjoying a later lunch? Have a mid-morning snack and then push lunch to a little bit later. Most restaurants that serve both lunch and dinner will serve their lunch specials and lunch menu right up until 3 or 4 p.m. So if you eat a very late lunch, you probably won't be hungry for dinner, so you can skip an entire meal in that respect and totally save money. And lunch prices are usually 10 to 20% lower than dinner menu items. So consider readjusting your schedule if you want to save a few bucks. You can omit dinner entirely because, again, remember, we're wanting a 12-hour fast between dinner and breakfast. And, oh, by the way, all of these health tips are total bonus, not included in the price of today's broadcast. Just That's just my little gift to you. I just wanted you to know that. So enjoying a late lunch can serve two purposes. You can either skip a meal and save the money on that other meal by enjoying a later lunch, still getting filled up, or just enjoying cheaper portions if you can get in early for dinner. Kind of a nifty thing. Also, here's another thing. This is where so many restaurants crush it in the returns department. And when I say in returns, I'm talking financial returns, ROI, meaning their markup is astronomical. And I'm telling you, you can whittle your wallet and waistline at the same time. How about skipping the soft drinks? The price of soft drinks can be up to $2 or more in some establishments. I've paid $3 for an iced tea. That's ridiculous. So if you order 4 or 5 drinks for you and your family, you could be spending the equivalent of an appetizer or another main course. So if you drink water, and they'll give you free lemons or limes. I like lime in my water. I'm a limey Chiquita. I'm not a lemony Chiquita. I'm a limey Chiquita. But if you stick with the water, which is way better for you, and again, if you listen to yesterday's broadcast, it ups your electromagnetic force by drinking lots of water and staying hydrated. So you can also save. Whittling your waistline and wallet at the same time. That's what we're here to do. Unlock your wealth and unlock your health. How funny is that? So, yes, that's what we're doing here today on Dining Out on the Dawn. So excited. It's so fabulous. There's my other word that my friends always tease me about. I say fabulous too much, but life is fabulous. It's all in what you filter for, and I am filtering for a fabulous life, folks, just in case. And here, last but not least, here's a place that we tend to get all hung up. We can save so much in this department if we just do this appropriately. Do not feel pressured to leave a 20% or more tip at all costs, especially if you did not receive exceptional service. If you were disappointed in any way with your dining experience, your tip needs to reflect that. In Europe and when I travel abroad, some places don't allow you to tip, or it's just a flat 10%. So plan on tipping between 10 to 15%. Number one, the math is easier, but over-tipping can quickly make a monster dent in your dining experience. So you need to consider that. It's not just the price of your appetizers, entrees, drinks, and all of that dessert and stuff. It's also about tipping appropriately for the service, because we don't factor that in when we think about going out. But again, that can be a significant dent. And if it wasn't worth it, you certainly don't want to be remunerating somebody for crappy service. They'll never learn unless they get a crappy tip. I know. I was a waitress. I waited tables, so I understand that implicitly. Sharing desserts is also another thing that you can do. It, again, whittles the waistline and the wallet at the same time. So it's super fabulous. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us on our Dining Out on a Dime special on the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Be sure to tune in on Saturday. Mark it on your calendars, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, for a two-hour power session with us, giving you tips, tricks, tools, and information you can incorporate into your life right now, today, to create immediate financial wellness and begin the path to future financial independence. If you didn't check out our three-part series on increasing your personal magnetism, you need to do so, because let me tell you, you get what you put out, and you want to make sure that you're attracting exactly what you want. Balance that energy and bring it forth, baby. Thanks for listening. Visit www.unlockyourwealth.com for more tips, tricks, tools, and information. Here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours with unlockyourwealth.com.